have any numbers on how many FAKs you have that have like pacemaker defibrillators in the room?
I would love to tell you that answer. I do not know the answer.
I can tell you that I follow two or three people among those 200, two or three people with pacemakers, one with an AICD, an internal defibrillator. But as we discussed, more and more, there's a American College of Cardiology consensus recommendation that was from several years ago that anyone whose ejection fraction has fallen to 35% or less on maximal medical therapy has a sufficiently high chance of a bad arrhythmia that they should have an AICD placed. That's based on average, just risk-benefit analysis across everyone who has any form of heart disease. There is no evidence in the FAA to contradict that that should be a recommendation. And as we talked about earlier, it's really, well, it's an individual choice. On average, one would expect that that would benefit people. That is obviously a moving target. As it gets easier and more efficient to put AICDs in, you do it more freely because it is potentially a life-saving event for sudden death.
We get fractions actually improved up since we had this
So that emphasizes something that I really want to get at. Right? The previous heart is compromised, no question. Most of the time where you're seeing the events that you're talking about, they're called atrial arrhythmias, right? They're very, very common in older people. In fact, probably some of you in here, for example, may be on medications for atrial arrhythmias. Roughly 20% of your cardiac output in a normal person comes from the function of the atria doing its job right. So the atria is its job is to fill the ventricles with blood. And when the atria have fibrillation or flutter, they don't do their jobs, so the ventricles never get charged with blood. In a thick, hypertrophic FA heart, it gets stiff. The older it gets, it makes it harder to build the blood. So the atria are not doing their job, then there's less cardiac output. Getting those hearts back to size and rhythm is really important because then you increase the cardiac output for the amount of energy the heart's expending. So my strong recommendation of what I strive for very much in my FA patients is to keep them in sinus rhythm. And if that needs a pacemaker, fine. There are very, very few patients. If that needs medication, fine. And we do that too. So in cardiology, we see atrial arrhythmias very common. And we have a line of medications that we use for this. If it doesn't work, we have other procedures like heart ablation to see if we can remove the arrhythmia from the cath lab. If that doesn't work, then we put in a pacemaker, for example, or any one of those. Keeping the hearts in sinus rhythm is really important in this case.